Brandon, what are your thoughts about being selected by the Patriots?
Oh, I'm absolutely excited. You know, I'm ready to get to work. You know, it's just a dream come true, you know, childhood thing. You know, you've been working so hard, and it's finally here. So I'm just anxious, you know, to get up to Boston and get started.
Brandon, what's your experience with Bill Belichick? Haven't had him down. I know he's been down there for clinics and all that.
Well, you know, during the process through college, you know, I've seen him a few times around the facilities and stuff. You know, I know him and Coach Mike had a great relationship. So, you know, I know he knows pretty much everything about me. So it's just fun. You know, I know what he's about. You know, I'm pretty sure he knows what I'm about. So, like I said, you know, I'm just eager. I'm ready. And I just can't believe it right now. It's mind-boggling just to be able to come in and you know, and go to an organization like it is. You know, it's about business. You know, guys love it. Guys love the game. There, you know, and that's what I'm about, so I just can't wait to be a part of that.
Knowing about the similarities between the two coaches, do you feel like having dealt with the expectations in Florida are going to prepare you to deal with the expectations here?
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. You know, Coach Meyer, you know, he has a great deal of respect for Coach Belichick and his staff, and you know, I know a lot of times we did things, you know, the way they do it up in New England, we did things like that in Florida, you know, and you've seen the success we had, you know, with the guys we had with us, so, you know, I pretty much I know what to expect, I think. So right now, so we'll see when I get there.
Brandon, it seems that with you and Jermaine, the Patriots are trying to get a little more physical on defense. Would you say that you guys are more of the physical types as opposed to the finesse types?
Yeah, I think so. You know, with Jermaine, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, I've been in war with him plenty of times, you know, and I keep him in my corner any day, you know. Like I said, I'm just happy all that happened. And, you know, the four years we was there, me and Jermaine, you know, we played a big role in the success we had. So, Jermaine, he's a hard worker, you know, I'm kind of the same way. And like I said, man, I'm just, you know, I'm lost for words right now to tell you the truth, but I'm just ready, man.
Do you anticipate the transition being a little bit easier knowing that Jermaine will be there with you?
I think so. You know, I'll be more. I know it's going to be different, you know, just coming to a new place around new people. But, you know, with him, with my teammate, and I've been around, you know, he's like my brother. We've developed a great relationship through the process in college. And, you know, he was my roommate, and when we stayed in the dormitory, you know, for a whole year when we was freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, we probably got a room up there. So, we'll see.
You got some Celtics tickets lined up?
I can't say it again. I can't hear you.
You got Celtics tickets lined up for yourself?
Yeah. You know how me and Doc, man, you know how that is. So, yeah, you know, I'm a big fan.
What are your thoughts about playing with Jerod Mayo on the inside?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
What are your thoughts about pairing up with Jerod Mayo on the inside?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a great deal of respect for that kid, man. You know, I got a chance to watch him when he was at Tennessee. You know, watch more film, and, you know, he was an opponent. So, you know, just to be beside him, man, I know he came in. You know, he had a great deal of success so far. So I just want him to, you know, be a great teammate, show me the ropes, and we can just get in, you know, get it going.
When you ran your 40 in five over five, were you concerned at what that would do to your draft stock, and what do you think it did do?
You know, to tell you the truth, man, it really didn't matter. I just wanted to do it to show that I didn't have nothing to hide. You know, I think about the draft, you know, I'm just fortunate to be picked. You know, I'm blessed, you know, my family here, everybody's happy. And, you know, with that, that was out of my control, you know, where I was at. You know, everything happened for a reason. So, you know, it's definitely going to put a chip on my shoulder. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, come into the league with that chip on my shoulder and that edge. And I think I have it now. And I think I'm in the right place. You know, like I said, with Florida, you know, I felt like I was at home there. You know, I was just around a bunch of winners, a bunch of people that cared. And I know it's the same way up there because our program was based on the same thing. So,
you're obviously a leader on the Florida defense. Do you think that's one of your strengths and something you can bring to this team?
Yeah, I mean, as it comes, you know, me personally, I just want to come in, you know, keep my head down, do everything right, you know, whatever I can do for the team to help the team out, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it at a high level. And I'm going to do it. I love the game. Everybody know that. So, you know, yeah.
Brandon, what led to your decision to return for your senior season?
Well, one thing, and that was have a chance to win a third national championship, and that was the only reason I came back, and, you know, I don't regret not one bit of it. You know, I had my senior year was, you know, phenomenal. I had a good time, you know, being with the guys that came in with Clad. You know, we won a lot of ball games. Unfortunately, we let one get away from us, but, you know, that's how it go. So, I came back just to win a third national championship. Nobody ever did it, you know, best class, be part of something special, so we came up short, but I love it. every moment of.
Brandon, just going back to the whole 40 time thing, I mean, obviously NFL people put a lot of stock in numbers. So when you met with the Patriots and that came up, I mean, what was the conversation?
Well, you know, with Coach Belichick, I think he pays. He looks at the film, you know, a lot more. You know, there's a lot of guys that's gonna line up and, you know, run well. You know, on a bad day or a good day, that, you know, run well in a straight line of 40 yards. And you know, I know that wasn't part of my game, and they knew that before I ran. So, you know, like I said, I think everything happened for a reason. I felt like, you know, over the 4 years I had, you know, a trough full of film, you know, plays all over. You know, and Coach Belichick, he believed in me, and I'm happy that he believed in me. And I own everybody there. He knows what I'm capable of doing, and I just want to come in and live up to that and, you know, be everything he expects me to be.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, thank you.